This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Thanksgiving Eve edition of the show. We're here. We're live. We'll take your calls about anything that you want to discuss. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you here in the studio, it's Ian.
Will.
And Mike.
And don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want. Just head on over to freetalklive.com, where you can download archives of the show and get interactive in various different ways. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. All right, there's a lot of interesting stuff to talk about here tonight. Mike, you had mentioned there's some kind of fund, apparently, that has been uncovered in Washington, D.C. about paying off sexual assault victims, basically. And I know nothing except what you told me before the show. Is this new, or has this been around for decades and it's just now it's coming out?
Apparently it's been around for at least since the 90s, and according to this article in Reason.com, they've paid out, in addition to other claims, a total of $17 million since 1998. And against various complaints by staff of Congress.
So it's only going to staff?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But it's essentially
this isn't to pay off the average person the congressman meets at a bar. This is only to pay off people that
who knows.
Yes. Okay. So tell me more about it. Where's this story coming from?
I found this on Reason.com, and apparently BuzzFeed reported on this last night, and they broke the story that Representative John Conyers, Democrat of Michigan, paid off a complainant $27,000 to settle a previously undisclosed sexual harassment complaint against the lawmaker, and it's not just notable for the allegations, but it's shedding light on how these settlement funds that Congress has is operating outside of all other government oversight of settlements of various lawsuits of various sorts from different agencies. So other agencies are required to report when they settle complaints and suits and things.
This agency doesn't.
Yeah, right.
So they're just a basically the personal favor agency for the congressman who can just go and apparently assault whoever they want to in their office, and then they know that this fund is just going to take care of them.
Yeah, apparently.
Wow.
Wouldn't it be nice?
No, that's terrible.
It's good to be the king.
Gosh, I mean, I'm not surprised.
I mean, Congress writes itself as immune to all sorts of other laws, so we shouldn't be surprised at that.
They get special health care compared to everybody else. They get special everything compared to everybody else.
Right.
They get the retirement package after, being there, one term or something like that?
Yeah, sexual harassment insurance.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. I shouldn't be surprised about this. This isn't really a surprise, but it is interesting that such a thing has been revealed. $17 million.
So is that 1998, right? Since that's almost 20 years. Yeah.
So not quite $1 million a year, but close to it.
I have this really sinking feeling, though, that there's going to be like two White House interns they find floating in a river somewhere.
Those will be the people who don't take the payouts.
No,
right?
Those will be the people that actually that leaked the story about the payouts to the media.
Yeah, I wonder how this did get out.
Yeah,
whoever
let it go is definitely going to have some payback. Because a lot of the people that they've outed, these are like career politicians. They've been in office forever.
Yeah, I've heard the name Conyers before.
Yeah, Conyers has been in office for.
He's the longest serving member of the House of Representatives.
Wow.
So he's got a lot of groping to pay out.
Sounds that way. It would be interesting to see if there was like a Freedom of Information Act that you could pull on this particular organization to just get a rundown of which congressman has the most payouts. How many, you know, 10 or more, you know?
A grope-a-thon.
Somebody should do like the, you saw Government Gone Wild where they showed like which members of Congress made the most money off of the economic crash in 2007, really? 2008.
I thought they were going to be taking their shirts off or something like that.
Like Louis Gohmert, he's one of those that you see in TV a lot, who's like a big mouth, and he's always got some nasty opinion about something. He went from being like $17,000 in debt to being a millionaire, a multimillionaire.
Wow.
During the crash that took out, you know, 90% of the average American's wealth, you know. Pensions, retirement plans that they'd been paying into for their entire lives, all just up in smoke. And part of that ended up in Louis Gohmert's checking account and a lot of other politicians. So maybe somebody should put the time in to create a database just like that that shows.
Okay. This $17 million paid out over the past 20 years is for 264 settlements.
Wow.
With federal employees. So it's specifically for federal employees that have been harassed by members of Congress. So it's not even the general public.
You said 264 settlements, was it?
Yep.
So that's an average of about $64,000 per incident.
Yeah.
Wow.
So apparently this last one, Conyers, didn't grope her quite enough or up to average. So
I do wonder what level of proof, you know, these claimants have. Is it just that you can just accuse a congressman of something and then get a payout? Or
do you have to
be shown on, like, a log somewhere where you and that congressman were in the same building at the same time? Or, you know, how do they... is there any level of investigation that goes on?
Well, this one with Conyers, the woman who settled with Conyers launched the complaint with the Office of Compliance in 2014, alleging she was fired for refusing his sexual advances and ended up facing a daunting process that ended up with confidentiality agreements in exchange for a settlement of $27,000.
Wow. If you want to join us here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You know, it doesn't matter how much corruption you can uncover. I mean, because this is, like I said, this isn't a surprise, right? People know that Congress people are sociopaths. They're sick people. And so it's not a surprise when it turns out that they're abusing their aides, they're groping their office workers, they're coming on to people in an inappropriate fashion. None of these things are a surprise. They shouldn't be. But yet, you know, people seem to think they can change Washington, D.C. They seem to think that this, you know, just throw the bastards out. That's going to solve
the problem. Throw the bastards out, get another bastard in. Yeah. Pass another law.
Right, because if John Conyers goes at some point, he probably will, whether he dies or retires or whatever, there's going to be somebody who replaces him that's going to be just as corrupt, or if not, more so. You know, can anybody argue that D.C. has gotten less corrupt over time?
Oh, God, no.
Right. So I know there's this sort of fantasy that people have about Donald Trump, that he's going to go in and drain the swamp. And in fact, you mentioned Reason.com. I think I actually had something from them where they were claiming that he had done something good. I don't know. We'll see if I can pull that up here a little bit later. But again, like I said, if you want to join us here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Okay, here's the headline from Reason. Is Donald Trump, of all presidents, devolving power back to the legislative branch? Claim here from Matt Welch at Reason is that, contrary to his reputation and Twitter feed, the president has been selectively trimming executive power. Now, you know, is this really, even if it's true, I mean, without even having read the story here from Reason, let's just take it at it, the headline at its word, which is generally a bad idea, but let's just take that at its word and say Donald Trump has moved power from the executive branch into the legislative branch. Whoopie-doo.
Yeah, it's like,
just moving the chairs around on the deck, you know.
Yeah, it's like taking a bucket of water out of the shower and then pouring it into the deep end and thinking you got more water somehow.
Or that it matters. Okay, great. So now there's more power in one branch versus another branch, as though they don't all really work together over time to increase the size and the scope of the government and its invasiveness and its expense.
Well, in one respect, the Congress is the most dysfunctional branch of government. that gets the least done. So if you give it the power and it's unable to do anything, you've got maybe there's a bit of a win there.
We're talking about a president that has an approval rating of like 40% and a Congress that has an approval rating of 12%. I mean,
and I think it's dropped.
You know,
yeah. I'll share the story here. We'll get into it here in a moment. We'll see if there's anything actually worth getting interested in here because they decided it was worth writing an article about it. Reason.com, normally a pretty libertarian publication.
And Matt Welch is usually pretty good about being accurate.
So we'll see what they have to say here in a moment. So you can share your thoughts with us. Plus, on the way, sort of illegal Bitcoin mining in Egypt. Will's going to tell us about that coming up.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash. A digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
is Free Talk Live. Join us here toll free. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and you can Skype on in here at Skype, username lrn.fm. Here in the studio with you, it's Ian,
Will,
and Mike.
Also, let's talk nutritional supplements for a moment. Over 60% of Americans take a nutritional supplement, and for good reason. Nutrient depletion of our soil, coupled with dependence on processed foods, has left most people deficient in essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you visit a naturopath, you'll likely be told a cheap vitamin mineral supplement doesn't cut it. You'll also need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. By the time it's all said and done, you're buying 5 bottles of product and spending $150 a month. If that's a situation you've experienced, then you should know about Whole Food Multicomplete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has been quietly providing what the big guys won't, the perfect blend of supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. So visit SimplifyMySupplements.com and learn more there. You can use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to receive 10% off your order, any order that you make there. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back, and they do take Bitcoin, so head over to SimplifyMySupplements.com. Don't forget code FTL, like Free Talk Live. So we've got this story here, since we were kind of talking about one of the most detestable subjects in the world, which is politicians. Something I don't generally like to spend a whole lot of time on this program, because I don't even like to talk, you know, I don't like even naming their names. They're just, to me, they're just scum of the earth, and they're not really even worth talking about. But there is one in particular that's more entertaining than the rest of them, and that is Donald Trump. And, you know, you got to give the guy credit, at least where credit is due. He is probably the most entertaining of presidents in my lifetime, at least.
Yeah.
Story here from Reason.com's Matt Welch. Donald Trump did not campaign for president as the guy who would reverse the mostly unbroken century-old trend of the executive power assuming more and more power in the face of an increasingly self-marginalizing Congress. If anything, the imperial presidency looked set to increase, given Trump's braggadocious personality and cavalier approach to constitutional restraints. He famously said during his worryingly authoritarian Republican National Convention speech, quote, "Nobody knows the system better than me, which is why I alone can fix it," unquote. You wouldn't know it from viewing policy through the prism of the president's Twitter feed, which is filled with cajoling and insult to the legislative branch. But Trump has on multiple occasions taken an executive branch power grab and kicked the issue back to Congress where it belongs. As detailed here last month, the president has taken this approach on Iran sanctions, Obamacare subsidies, and the Deferred Action Against Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA, at a minimum. And notably, his one Supreme Court nominee, Neil Gorsuch, was most famous pre-appointment for rejecting the deference that courts have in recent decades given to executive branch regulatory agencies interpreting the statutory language of legislators. Are there any other examples? Sure, the 15 regulatory nullifications this year via the Congressional Review Act are definitionally power transfers from the executive to legislative, and certainly the sharp decreases in the enactment proposal and even page count of regulations amount to the administration declining to exercise as much power as its predecessors. Well, are you guys excited yet? Donald Trump's draining the swamp.
Well, by that definition, shouldn't Putin be the best guy to lead Russia by the same logic?
Why, is he also devolving
power? Well, because nobody knows how to wield power in Moscow better than Putin, right?
Again, it's the same thing I said before. It's taking, you know, water out of the shallow end and pouring it in the deep end and saying, oh, look, there's less water in the shallow end. It's the same thing, you know, like, oh, he's rolling back federal power while he beats the drum of executive order.
So I guess they mentioned, says here, Trump kicked over Iran sanctions to Congress. So instead of Trump making the wrong decision, Congress is going to make the wrong decision, right? I don't know what they did in that case. Did you guys hear about that?
Congress can't make any decisions. So.
Congress wants to go to war with Iran, mm-hmm. and Trump wants, well, the lobbyists that control Congress want to go to war with Iran. Let's get that straight. And Trump wants to go to war with Iran because his main portion of supporters want to go to war with Iran. So, yay, I guess we get to go to war with Iran.
Over at the Wall Street Journal, Chris DeMuth, former president of the American Enterprise Institute and Reagan-era administrator of the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs, points out some of these underappreciated devolutions and, with qualified enthusiasm, adds another, regulatory budget cutting. Quote, in an executive order issued shortly after taking office, Trump directed that unless a statute requires otherwise, agencies may issue new regulations only by rescinding two or more existing regulations with net costs held to an annual budget. His budget for fiscal 2017 was zero, which was easily met after agencies issued few new rules and lawmakers rescinded many under the Congressional Review Act. Now, we were skeptical when that happened, when that executive order was issued, because there were all kinds of exemptions that were written into that. It was heralded as this small government policy, which on its face sounds good, right? Like, okay, if you want to write a regulation, you got to axe two for every one that you want to write. Now, of course, libertarians would say you shouldn't add any and you should just axe the regulations, right, and get rid of them totally.
Well, the net result is... Yeah.
But if the net result is fewer regulations, and that's what they're claiming here, let's see, they rescinded many under the Review Act. Now, an OMB directive from Mr. Rao, I guess is his name, in September has set a goal of, quote, net reduction in total incremental regulatory costs, unquote, in fiscal 2018. A regulatory budget goes much deeper. It aims not only at restraint, but at reforming agency culture. Faced with a two-for-one rule and a requirement to reduce annual costs, regulators will be obliged to monitor the effectiveness of all their rules and to make choices. There will be efforts to game the system, as there always are, but the best game in town may be to shift from maximizing rules to maximizing within the budget constraint, environmental quality, public health, workplace safety, and other regulatory goals. And in all events, there will be fewer rules. So, I mean, if that's true, then it's hard to say that that's a bad thing. Indeed, in the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, there have been some rule rollbacks. And I know this because I'm in, you know, the industry, the radio industry, and I get these industry publications which follow what the FCC is doing to some extent. And normally that stuff's pretty dull to read, but it is interesting when you see them actually proposing to repeal certain regulations within the radio business. And a lot of radio station owners are pretty happy about that. So I can't say that that's a bad thing, right? Like, Trump probably deserves some credit for that because it's his guys that are going in there to do that stuff, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No. You seem a little reticent to give credit.
Well, no, I get credit where credit's due, but I'm not going to say that this is going to make the government any smaller. I don't believe that the government's going to shrink ultimately as a result of this. I don't think the expense, right? Because that's what you can look at. They can cut out some regulations, and that's not a bad thing. But ultimately, the government is still going to bomb innocent people around the globe. It's going to put peaceful people in prison cells right here in the United States. And it's going to continue doing that with gusto. Those departments are not going to have their budgets cut. If anything, if they end up saving money, they may end up increasing military budgets.
Gives more slush for all the fun stuff.
There's more here. You can join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We got crypto in Egypt coming up.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free to join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and you can Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Will. And Mike.
Hey, if you are interested in getting into Bitcoin, maybe learning the basics about it, great place to go, Bitcoin.com. Also, if you're old school with Bitcoin, you want to get up to date with the latest news, then you can also go to Bitcoin.com. They've got that there at their news site, news.bitcoin.com. Plus, if you want to get into Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash mining, you can do that. Bitcoin.com has either one. In fact, I just opened up a new mining contract last night after having what I considered to be a success with my initial 6-month one that I did earlier this year. They no longer have the 6-month option. There's a 12-month and a lifetime. So I went with the 12-month this time around. And this time I'm going to stick with Bitcoin Cash through the entire thing and see if I can get more Bitcoin Cash out of it than I put into it.
How did that 6-month one pay out?
Well, that's the thing. I switched it from Bitcoin to Bitcoin Cash basically halfway through.
Yeah.
So I can't really compare apples to apples. I put in one Bitcoin back in May, which was worth about $2,000 at the time.
Yeah.
So not looking at the price increase, but just looking at how much Bitcoin came back out of it. At the time that I flipped to Bitcoin Cash, I was not even quite halfway through, close to, I would say, halfway, maybe close to 3 months of the six-month contract. And I had 0.61, just over 0.61 Bitcoin. So more than 6/10 of a Bitcoin had come out within the first 3 months.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's hard to say exactly how that would have played out for the next 3 months because mining difficulty changes over time. But the amount of Bitcoin Cash that I got out after I made the flip was 4.6 Bitcoin Cash, and at over $1,000 per Bitcoin Cash and over $8,000 per Bitcoin. Doing the math, the total value of the amount of Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash that I got out was higher than the value of one Bitcoin today, or one Bitcoin and one Bitcoin Cash. So I think it would have worked if I'd have stuck with Bitcoin the entire time and been able to actually look, I got 1.1 or 1.05 and out when I put one in. That's really what I want to be able to see happen, but because I made the flip in the middle, I can't really know for sure. So, does that answer your question?
Well, you did make a profit, and that's what's important. So, looking at what's the ROI, and I think that...
Well, I mean, is it really a profit, though? I mean, first of all, I'm not seeking a profit for me. It was more of a hobby and, an experiment than anything else. But for those who are, you can't really think about the value of the coin going up. You have to factor that out. Because if you put in one Bitcoin, but you get 0.9 Bitcoin out... You didn't make a profit.
Right.
You lost a tenth of a Bitcoin
right.
in that case. So that's why I say I don't know for sure. I think it would have worked out given the numbers that I can provide.
Well,
that
if you were 0.6 at 3 months, that's ahead.
Right. And not even quite 3 months. Yeah. Not even quite.
Oh, good. So, definitely ahead.
It was. But then again, Bitcoin could have gotten more difficult over that time, although it may not have because of the fighting between Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and the mining sort of war that has been going on.
Oh, yeah. The whole thing 2 weeks ago was really interesting.
Yeah. So I don't know if it would have. I think it probably would have panned out. But I'm interested to see what it would have been, and I don't know. I can't figure that out. There's no way to really calculate that. Would it have been 1.1 or 1.15 Bitcoin out? I don't know. I don't imagine it would have been more than 1.5, though. I can't imagine that would have been the case. So probably like 1.1, 1.2.
A 50% return over 6 months is a pretty good return on investment, I would say.
Well, again, how are you looking at 50%?
Well, if you put in one and you get 1.5,
I think that's probably really like unlikely. I mean, but again, like I said, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I can't say for sure. So that's why I'm going to try the 12-month and I'm going to stick with just Bitcoin Cash for the whole time and see if after a year, if more Bitcoin Cash has come out than what I put in.
Right.
So that's my plan.
Good.
You can go to pool.bitcoin.com. You can try it out for yourself. But ultimately, it's almost like Bitcoin mining is more of a hobby to support whichever network that you want to support. I don't know. It seems to me like everybody who's ever tried Bitcoin mining has completely failed at it when they pay for some equipment and then they run it. I'm talking about the people who are buying their own equipment and then using their own power to do this thing. You're basically converting your power bill into cryptocurrency.
And given our high electricity rates here in the U.S. compared to other places.
Especially in New Hampshire, where we live, which are even higher than a lot of places in the United States. If you don't have free electricity, it's pretty much a waste of your effort to get into mining. This is my understanding. Now, again, I'm not an expert. I've only fiddled with mining over the years. I've done it a little bit with like Litecoin or Bitcoin and some other things just to kind of play with it. So I've successfully done some mining, but ultimately it's like, you can't use the computer you're mining on, so it basically becomes just a mining rig, in which case you might as well have some kind of specialized hardware because that's not as efficient. If you're using just a regular computer, you're not getting the same efficiency as you would out of a regular, like a specified mining hardware. But I just could never justify buying mining hardware because I can't see making that money back anytime soon at like trying to, pay off the cost of the equipment. It would just be very difficult, it seems.
Yeah,
mining rigs are pretty expensive, aren't they?
if you want to get a like a pro.
Yeah, they're like $5,000 or $6,000.
Yeah, I just can't justify it. It doesn't make sense. If you got $5,000, put it into Bitcoin and wait.
Yeah,
you're
right.
You're gonna do better most of the time.
There's some interesting news recently. The Chinese, one of the power authorities in China, which controls the big dams there, mm-hmm. is taking over a lot of the tertiary dams in the water system there, and they're starting to tell miners in China that there's no more free ride, no more subsidized electricity. Mm-hmm. So. It seems to be like that the cost of mining in China, which has dominated mining globally
for a long time,
is going to go up, and that may make mining outside China a bit more competitive.
That's an interesting possibility, and of course now there's even more competition than ever before, what with the advent of Bitcoin Cash that just started in August and is now fighting with those miners are... You know, the miners generally want to go where the profit is.
Right.
And if Bitcoin Cash can stay profitable, then it's going to attract more miners. If it's more profitable than regular Bitcoin or Bitcoin Core, whatever you want to call it, then it'll attract more miners over there. It'll get more hash rate and more mining, you know, just in general is going to encourage more development of miner technologies and more money being poured into that. I think somebody said on the air that the graphics card companies have had a tremendous increase in what they were expecting to, like, reach, you know, with technology increasing over time. Moore's Law, I think, is what it's called.
Yeah.
I don't know if that actually holds true these days, but the idea of over a specified time frame, technology will become so much better and more efficient. Well, all the money that the investment money and the capital and whatever that's being poured into mining Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies has heavily driven the graphics card sales out there, which has resulted in more, you know, graphics card development.
Which is great.
Which means more efficient mining, which means more, you know, people who mind making money. So it's wonderful that people are making it work in other countries, but I'm skeptical that you can do it in the United States with the power.
Well, I was at Best Buy last month to get a new graphics card so I could do some VR work,
mm-hmm.
and there was only one graphics card left in stock.
Wow.
At least one that wasn't, you know, low end. So and these were all the NVIDIA, you know, 1000 series, mm-hmm. and those were all useful for mining. So obviously people are getting into it.
If you are looking at building a mining rig, you know, or just need a graphics card or whatever, we do have a Newegg account and affiliate account. So you can go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find our Newegg link there. There's also Newegg Canada as well, though I don't think we've ever gotten a payout from them. But every now and then, Newegg sends us a few bucks. So you can go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can find those links there. And, of course, it is Thanksgiving Eve, which means the Thanksgiving Day madness sales, the Black Friday, they're just around the corner. You can comment on all of that if you want. Plus, since we're talking about mining, let's get into this story out of Egypt about what it's like to actually mine Bitcoin. There's apparently some risks involved in mining Bitcoin. You can take control of the airwaves here. Our number 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here toll free, 855-450-FREE like freedom. If you want to bring up whatever's on your mind, you may do that. We're here live on Thanksgiving Eve with you in the studio. You've got Ian.
Will.
And Mike.
Again, our number, 855-450-FREE. You can join us on Skype as well. The Skype username here is lrn.fm. So we were talking about Bitcoin mining, and is it really worth doing? Maybe, maybe not. It depends. If you've got free power and you've already got some mining equipment sitting around, then, well, why not at that point? But the average person probably doesn't live on a dam or some other solar array or some other kind of way that they can acquire.
Mom and Dad's power.
Yeah, I don't know if Mom and Dad would be too happy about that if they found out that you were using their power bill for Bitcoin mining. But I bet that's something a lot of young people who are still living at home, you know, who got into Bitcoin and their parents don't know anything about it, they probably have successfully gotten away with that to
Billy's
some extent.
Billy's basement Bitcoin mining.
Yeah.
Right?
So we were talking about mining in general, but Will, you actually happen to have a story tonight specifically about that coming out of Egypt. This is something that you've been following regarding Bitcoin miners there trying to avoid detection.
Yeah. Well, we've been, you know the work that I do. I've been pushing, you know, cryptocurrencies as an alternative to get the ability of these countries to kind of take the power of their economy back from Western banks.
Sure.
And so in Egypt, what they've got going on right now, now this is in Startup Scene, and Charlotte Swan wrote this story. It's called Inside the Secretive World of Egypt's Bitcoin Miners. And she talks about, basically she goes, and it's just this huge empty apartment with some mattresses on the floor and this, quote, sprawling Franken computer. Its many components balanced on a homemade wooden frame, cables radiating outward from the machine like creeping ivy. Said that she, it took her forever to find these guys because basically in Egypt, it can get you in a little bit of trouble. And the story actually goes through, you know, how do you mine Bitcoin and all that kind of stuff. But the really thing I think is, that's really important, it starts, it's about two-thirds down the article. It says, why Egypt of all places? The answer...
Well, it's happening all over the world, but
The answer is a direct consequence of the physical demands of farming cryptocurrency. A miner's computer is a tireless machine, slaving away at all hours, transforming math into money. The price of this immense power is the energy draw required to keep the hardware from overheating until it destroys itself. Its built-in fans aren't enough to combat the heat generated by such a constant, strenuous workload.
Yeah, you got to have the air conditioning cool.
Yeah, external fans and air conditioning are needed to keep mining farms cool. Even as we sit motionless in Hussein's room, separated from the relentless Cairo sun by thick shades drawn across the windows, beads of sweat are crawling down our foreheads. I definitely need a shower after this, he grimaces, wiping his brow with a tissue. Demanding as it is to keep things cool in a desert country, energy costs in Egypt are exceedingly cheap in comparison to other developed nations. Quote, recently people in Egypt started mining a lot because energy prices are really low. Until recently, energy was subsidized and a lot of people didn't even pay for electricity, which is sad. But that's part of why it's more profitable to mine in Egypt. Yes, of course, I pay my electricity bill unsubsidized.
Right, I was going to say, he said until recently it was subsidized, so that's changed?
Yes, that has changed. It's not completely subsidized, it's not free
partially
anymore.
Partially subsidized?
Depending on the person now. Uh-huh. It's like one of those income-dependent kind of things.
But even if you are paying the bill, as he claims to be, it's still cheaper, is what you're saying. The energy is cheaper in Egypt than in other places.
It is cheaper there than it is in other places.
Yeah, they've got this humongous dam on the Nile River, the Aswan High Dam, that just generates a tremendous amount of hydropower for the country.
Huh.
Well, it says here, and the question was asked, you know, well, why are you guys so secretive? You know, why are you so underground? It says, when asked about the furtiveness of cryptocurrency miners, Hussein explained the activity is not officially forbidden, but it's legally sketchy enough that most people are concerned about being discovered. I mean, this is Egypt where, you know, you had the Mubarak government where they would black bag you and disappear you to a torture chamber. And then the people overthrew that government and democratically elected the Muslim Brotherhood, who, you know, they're the most unsuccessful political party in modern history, you know, two bloody revolutions and winning a popular election. They still couldn't take over their entire country. And for all their horrible things, at least there you had shows like The Daily Show, which you can't have now. You know, if you had that now in Egypt, Sisi, who was put into power with your tax dollars, my tax dollars, $1.5 billion worth, is the same thing. He will black bag you and you'll just disappear and your family won't ever hear about you again, and like they'll rip your fingernails out and bury you in a shallow grave out back somewhere. So people are scared of doing anything. You know, like jaywalking, you get disappeared and black bagged if they don't like you from the wrong tribe or the wrong group. And so people are super, super low key about it. It says, quote, I believe what I'm doing is legal, and when people get arrested for mining, it's usually because they're caught with a black market foreign currency exchange, or they're forging money and they just happen to have mining rigs or Bitcoin on them. Huh. The authorities see this and therefore associate cryptocurrency with illegal activities.
I see.
Suddenly, the defensive attitude of the mining community made a lot more sense. But is it legally off limits? I asked Hussein for clarification. The recent statements that they've gotten say mining is not illegal, but it can get you into trouble. I think the administration is trying to understand cryptocurrency, but they're still in the process of learning more. I'm 99% sure that if they knew more about it, it'd be fully legalized in Egypt. Legal like in Japan, the U.S., England, Europe. Legal like in most countries.
Yeah, it's legal to mine in the United States, but the question of selling Bitcoin has been thrown out there by the federal government arresting people for selling Bitcoin on sites like Local Bitcoins, for instance, and then charging them with operating an illegal money transmitting business, for instance, which is a strange thing to charge someone with because, well, they're not doing money transmission. Money transmission by, you know, legal definition is where, will you give me money to give to Mike? Let's say he's not here. He's at his house up in the Upper Valley, but I'm traveling up there. You give me money to give to Mike, and you pay me a fee on top of that to give Mike that money. I'm a money transmitter legally in that particular case, like Western Union.
A guy that I work with at Tribe.News, he goes by the name Smokin' Joe, he got arrested and lost his a camper in Louisiana for exchanging Bitcoin.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they're talking here, you know, there's a huge problem with unemployment in Egypt, and there has been for quite a few years. It's what kicked off the Arab Spring, was the high unemployment rate.
They didn't have anything better to do.
In Egypt. So basically what they're saying here, so many people are getting into mining. Mining in Egypt is booming, but one issue is the equipment. When the price of Ethereum spiked, the demand for GPUs was so high that stores couldn't stock enough of them. And now getting GPUs in Egypt is kind of like getting drugs.
Wow.
You have to like find them.
You gotta know somebody who knows somebody.
The first one's always free.
Yeah.
And mining is basically, it is becoming the solution to Egypt's unemployment problems. It's keeping these people from starving to death because it gets them access to foreign currency because they mine it and then they sell it in like local Bitcoin style websites.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
And they have a guy that works with them and he sells the Bitcoin and they get foreign currencies and then they can use that to, you know, buy bread.
Yeah, absolutely. Mining is putting food on people's tables in Venezuela as well.
Yeah.
Where there's a similar story, except in Venezuela the power is subsidized and if you use it without government permission for mining, they will come after you with the secret police. So they really are hiding in Venezuela.
And it's not just Bitcoin that they're doing it with.
Bitcoin is actually not as profitable as many other cryptocurrencies.
Ethereum is the big thing over there right now. Ethereum and Dash.
There's a website that's called What to Mine. You can go there and they will tell you based on profitability, based on hash rate, based on, you know, difficulty. They'll tell you right now what is the most profitable cryptocurrency to mine. And then if you want to turn that into Bitcoin or Dash or whatever, there are ways to do that too. I'm curious about this guy you know who was arrested for selling cryptocurrency. Where was he selling it?
In Louisiana.
Like in physical reality?
Yeah, physical reality.
And was he doing it through local Bitcoins, or what was his story?
I think he was doing it through local Bitcoins, but they just, you know, they saw him, found him doing this, and they...
Was it the feds or the Louisiana State?
It was Louisiana State.
What did they charge him with? Do you know?
Possession of a communications device.
What?
Yeah.
I hope you can tell me more about that, because I'm curious. Hour number two is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.